Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, Kyle Glazer, Baseball America. How are you, Kyle? Good to talk to you today, sir.
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm actually up in Rancho Cucamonga right now. Going to be watching some of the Padres prospects with the Storm taking on the Dodgers prospect with the Quakes here in the next few days.
Do the Storm beat the Quakes generally?
It differs year to year. The Quakes.
I just want to know that the Padres beat the Dodgers in something.
You just want to say Storm and Quakes.
No, I just want to know we beat the Dodgers in something. Kyle, your reaction to the Padres just recently coming down here, that Chris Paddock, who was kind of the young phenom at the start of the season, struggled lately and going to go back to AAA. What do you think it all means?
Well, I mean, this was expected. Chris Paddock only threw 90 innings last year in his first season back from Tommy John surgery. He was going to have his innings monitored throughout the season. This was always part of the plan, whether it was send him down to the minors for a bit or shut him down for a little bit. This was not going to be a season where Chris Paddock was going to turn in 32 starts from opening day through the end of the year. He's still in the building up process. You know, the target range, depending on who you ask, is going to be, you know, 130 innings, maybe a little less, maybe more. You could maybe go up to 140. But again, the Padres are doing the right thing here, the smart thing and the planned thing, by just, you know, giving him a little bit of a breather so he's not overworked and potentially building up too quickly.
Hey, Kyle, another pitcher that is being thrown around with a lot of rumors, but the closer for the Padres, Kirby Yates. What do you see as far as that situation, as far as the rumors going around that he might be shipped off? And if he is, who do you think that the Padres would deploy into that closer role?
Well, this is the time of year trade rumors are always going to start flying. I think a big part of it is going to be, okay, what do the Padres do here over the next 2-3 weeks or even a full month, and kind of see where they are in the standings. But anytime you have a lockdown closer like Kirby Yates, that's going to be something contending teams are going to want at the trade deadline, and whether or not the Padres should trade him is going to depend a little bit on what their record is on July 15th or so, and also what the package is. Like anything else in life, it depends on the price.
I think that's a great point. I really think that that's why this next 2 or 3 weeks to me, Kyle, is very important for the Padres and the future of, you know, where this thing is going to go. Because if they slip 7-8 games below 500, then I could see Kirby Yates moving, and then they have to kind of figure out their bullpen again. But if they stay and climb back a couple of games over 500 within a couple of games of the wild card spot, I don't see them having anybody on this current roster that they can really fill in. The way they did last year when they traded Brad Hand, they put in Kirby Yates. Do you see that on this roster if they were to trade Yates?
Not based on the performance we've seen from the bullpen this year.
Right.
Trey Wingenter is a really good young pitcher in the bullpen. He's had some walk issues. He's a really tall guy. Those long limbs give him some control problems. You know, you could say maybe down the road potentially, but really the guys you look at and say, okay, who's the future closer, the Padres, if you will? When you look at what's in the system, you have Andres Munoz down in AAA, the Mexican flamethrower who throws 98-99 like it's nothing and will get up to 103. But he's also a very young guy, still, you know, kind of learning to take the walks down a little bit. He also has some health red flags. There's no reason to rush him up. And a lot of the best relievers in Major League Baseball, if you go back and look, we have a study in the process right now at Baseball America. If you go back and look at the past, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, the top 100 closers or so, about 80% of them were starters coming up through the minors. Hmm. So then you look at a guy like, okay, maybe a guy like Michelle Baez, who has been a starter, is now pitching out of the bullpen since coming off the injured list down in AA. He's someone scouts have thought could be a really good late game reliever as well, maybe closer down the road. So they have some options in the minors. But again, you know, the closer role is something you grow into. It's not something you're just handed. And a lot of it's going to be kind of, you know, okay, bring it up to the bullpen and in the major leagues and see if you can handle it type of deal.
Kyle, the what if game is always so tricky, right? I mean, it's always so tricky to sit here and be like, well, if the Padres could do this or could do that. But if they were to trade Kirby Yates, what would they what do you think they could command back in return as far as their biggest needs and the best package that they could do for him?
It's hard to say because there's a lot of teams that are going to be flooding the market with bullpen arms this year. You look at Baltimore, a guy like Michael Givens. So it's going to be a bit of a supply-demand issue. In theory, you know, a guy like Kirby Yates, the level he's performing at with, you know, a contract that goes this year and next year, you know, we've seen that guy get, you know, if it's a top 100 prospect in baseball or not, tough to say, but a pretty good prospect or two back in similar deals in recent years. But again, you know, it's one of those things where if the team says, hey, well, I can get Michael Givens or Alex Colomer from the White Sox at a lower price than I can get Kirby Yates, that might drive his market down. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot of factors at play here, depending on where teams are standing record-wise at this time next month. Toronto's another team with Ken Giles, who's a good closer as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how the market shapes out. I think it's too early to say anything definitive yet.
Kyle Glazer, Baseball America, joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Kyle, a couple of names I want to throw out, Luis Urias and Francisco Mejia, guys that have been here in San Diego, guys that have excited the fans in San Diego. Neither has performed the way that I'm sure they would like, and probably not quite to the level of what the organization has expected. Yet when they're down in AAA, they're absolutely mashing the baseball, which means every time we hear about a report out of El Paso, all of the fans in San Diego want Urias and Mejia back on the roster immediately. What should the Padres do? What do you think they're going to do with these two guys?
They'll be up at some point this year. Both of them have very little left to prove at AAA. Now, they each have things to work on. Luis Urias, it's been talked about ad nauseum, both by us at Baseball America and other sites. Dennis Blaine over at The Athletic had an article about it the other day where getting his leg kick consistent and getting his foot down on time to hit the higher end velocity is something he's struggled with. And, you know, AAA, and you have to keep in mind, El Paso is a crazy hitter's environment. It makes Coors Field look neutral. So the numbers you're going to see out of there are always going to look a little bit insane, and you have to kind of temper your expectations a little bit. But Urias is talented enough. It's just a matter of making the adjustments. Mejia, both, you know, on the defensive side as well as the offensive side, just kind of picking out better pitches to hit with his plate discipline. It's part of the process. But both of them have done most of what they can do at the AAA level, and I do think we will see them in the majors, whether that's this month or next month. Both of them are going to be key to the Padres' hopes of contending. And at a certain point, the adjustments they need to learn to make are the ones at the major league level. And I think they'll be up probably to stay here within the next month or two.
That was like a really smart interview. Not the questions, the answers. Kyle, really good stuff there.
I do my best for you, Chris.
No, really. I mean, well thought out and explained a lot of stuff. And I think we all understand the situations a little better. And I think you're right on the money with pretty much all of it. We'll see how it turns out. Kyle, thanks for the time, as always. Kyle Glazer from Baseball America. We'll definitely catch up with you down the road here.
Sounds good, Chris. Happy to join you guys anytime.
You betcha. Thank you so much. Kyle Glazer there on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. You can vote SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at sdccu.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.